Hi, it's Dave. Welcome to my channel. Today, we're going to do a special episode. I'm going to show you kind of a live experience of trying to get a NBA Top Shot, which is basically a virtual collectible item that's based off the blockchain to make it unique. And it's kind of like NBA trading cards. And it's created by Dapper Labs in conjunction with NBA. And it's kind of one of these trendy items in the NFT space, and I wanted to kind of test it out. So I've been waiting actually for this so-called drop to happen, and it was supposed to happen yesterday or the day before, but I'm gonna show you what's going on here. So it's supposed to happen just in a few minutes, this drop. So we've got this NBA Top Shot site, if you go to it, and you know they're releasing a pack today, and there's only 10,631 packs available. So there's oh my gosh, there's 164,000 collectors in line. That means, wow, most people aren't going to be able to get the pack. So what are these packs? Well, basically, if you go here, this is a previous pack, and they basically show like a moment in NBA. It's like a jump shot or a layup or a dunk or something by a player. And it's kind of like a trading card. And you get one of these trading cards. And some of the trading cards are very common. There's, 15,000 of them available. But then some of the trading cards are actually very rare. And there's only, say, a couple hundred or less. And those are more popular and they're worth more, especially if they're from a popular player. So right now, due to high demand, you can't sign up because it's scheduled to drop any minute. So here's the page. And okay, so we've got 1 minute and 42 seconds. So I've signed up. I made an account a few days ago. I'm ready for this drop. I was supposed to get this drop yesterday. I think all day yesterday or the day before they had sign up problems, so they postponed the drop. This is a series 2, drop 1. So it's actually a premium pack. So these are, it has one rare card supposedly per pack. And it's kind of crazy, but this pack is running $99 for 6 trading cards. So it's not a cheap thing, but I guess people are into it because you can get a rare card that could be worth a lot. It's kind of like the lottery in a sense. I wouldn't say lottery, but it's kind of like back in the day of trading cards. I used to trade or collect baseball cards, and you're wanting that special card, that rookie card, or that's going to be worth a lot in the future. And you don't know what you're going to get. Right now, there's 10,000 packs available. They'll be gone probably immediately, right? In a second, because there are over 175,000 people waiting in line right now for this pack to drop. So yeah, mixed feelings about this. It seems like kind of mania, but on the other flip side, hey, people are wanting it. They're wanting that chance to get that rare card, that rare collectible. It's based on the blockchain to be unique. And 8 seconds, 7 seconds. So I probably won't get it because I have a 1 in 20 chance of getting this. So let's see what happens. You are now in line. When it's your turn, you'll have 5 minutes to return to the pack page and complete your purchase. When it's your turn, it takes up to 1 minute to redirect you to complete your purchase. Huh. Okay. Welcome to the waiting room. When we start the queue, you will be randomly assigned a spot. It may take 1 or 2 minutes to get your spot in line. Okay, so I'm now in line. So what's going on here? It looks like I'm in line. Okay, so I'm in line for the premium pack. This is kind of nerve-wracking, man. They should just give me a number, right? Tell me if I got the pack or not. Jeez, like I'm in line now. I thought I was in line before. I guess I was in the waiting room. So now I'm in line. And then when it's my turn, so how do I know when it's my turn? I have 5 minutes to return to the pack page and complete. So I have 5 minutes after it's my turn. When it's my turn, it takes up to 1 minute to redirect you to complete your purchase. Okay, get it. Number of users in line ahead of you, 87,000. Oh man, that means there's no way I'm getting this thing. So basically, I wasn't lucky enough to get in because you need to be the first 10,000 or so, in line or to be able to get this pack. So yeah, man, this is terrible, man. Of course I saw it, there's almost 200,000 people waiting. So I guess I got placed half. I was half in the middle of the pack, but that's not going to be good enough, I think, because what? Everyone's going to buy this pack before I get it. So now I understand. It shows me the number of users ahead of me. So this is not good news. Yeah. So anyways, it looks like from my understanding that, I'm not going to be able to get this NBA Top Shot premium pack that's supposed to have one rare card per pack. That rare card like could be worth hundreds of dollars, if not, $1,000 or $2,000 supposedly in the marketplace, even more. Who knows? It could have been a super rare card, right? Yeah, that's terrible, man. Anyways, here it's what's going on? So it's 10,631 packs. Oh, so they're actually showing right here the number of packs left. So 10,416 packs are left. So there's only been 230 packs claimed. So, but what, 87,000 people ahead of me. So, I mean, this kind of is a terrible experience. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to wait here the whole time until like all these packs get claimed, and then it's obvious that, yeah, that I waited for like an hour and then I didn't get this, didn't get anything. It's like, geez, man, just tell me, if you get the pack or not, I guess. I guess it's obvious I didn't get the pack and it's now just waiting. Anyways, thanks for joining, guys. I'm gonna go ahead and sign off. I might, just take a pause in the video and then just come back after 10, 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll see if, what the status is in a few minutes or in 10 or 20 minutes. All right, while I'm waiting for this drop and I'm 87,000th person or in line, I just wanted to go through Dapper's website here. So Dapper Labs, this is the company that is making the NBA Top Shot together with NBA. And so this is a company, it's called Dapper Labs. They use the power of play to deliver blockchain-based experiences that are made for you and ready for the real world. They believe blockchain is the biggest thing to happen to the internet since the iPhone. It will reshape how we use and interact with digital goods. But for this technology to realize its real-world potential, it needs to be used by people, real people in the real world, not just industry insiders and early adopters. So, yeah, I think this is a pretty interesting insight, which is there needs to be this hit case, this real-world type of, no-brainer kind of application for the blockchain. Their approach, they create products for real people. If it doesn't matter to you, it doesn't matter to us. Product before promises. Instead of talking about what may be possible, we let you experience it for yourself. Value without compromise. Anything of value to you is decentralized. Everything else is fast and easy. All right. So they've got some of their products or things they've worked on. This is the NBA Top Shot that I was just trying to get. I'm still trying to get right now. Here is Crypto Kitties. This is something they've done in the past. It was kind of like a hit dApp, so a decentralized app in the Ethereum blockchain. They had over $40 million in sales. Cheese Wizards, not as successful, $250,000 of transactions. Dapper, a way to collect collectibles and a blockchain for open worlds. And they have a beta test program. They have a bunch of investors. Yeah, some top-notch investors, Andreessen, Union Square Ventures, et cetera, SV Angel. And yeah, so let's look at some of, there's also careers-wise. So this company seems to be growing pretty fast. It's got some decent amount of positions open. And Yeah, so this is the company behind the NBA Top Shot. So let's go back to NBA Top Shot here, actually to the website, let's see what's going on here. So I'm still 87,000th person, but there's only 10, actually it's not moved that much. It's still 10,373, and right now it's 11:08 Central Time. So it's already been almost 10 minutes and only 400 or 300 packs have been claimed. So anyways, I'm going to take another pause and then we'll do another update soon. All right, it's 10 minutes into this drop, still waiting in line. I wanted to go through some of these articles on NFTs, what they are, to give some folks a background, see if you know what we can learn more about this stuff. So NFTs is fungible tokens. The crypto world is a buzz. Yeah, I mean, NFTs are getting a lot of traction. So one investor, Sheldon Corey, said he paid $20,000 for one of the avatars called Cyberpunk. So yeah, there's a whole marketplace called for Cyberpunks. Some are more rare and they get, you could spend, I think, like $1 million, right, on a Cyberpunk avatar because they're unique. Others, you could spend, you know, $10,000-$20,000 or something. It's kind of insane, but definitely something to check out, the Cyberpunk movement. CryptoKitties, one of the original NFTs, I mentioned that before, generated $400,000 in sales this past week. NBA Top Shot, I just went through Dapper Labs in partnership with NBA, attracted $147 million in sales in the last 7 days. That's pretty impressive. Wow, a lot of people are buying this. I think they've really hit on something. Here it says Mark Cuban and other celebrities are cashing in. And some of them own stuff like this. Yeah, there's a lot of people just like getting into NFTs. It's almost like a gold rush. We'll see who sticks around. The difference between Bitcoin and other tokens, though, is that each NFT is unique. It can't be replicated. So, so crypto investors say NFTs derive their value from how scarce they are. And that's kind of the point, that they're unique in scarcity, but they're put on the blockchain to prove their uniqueness, or to ensure their uniqueness. So it's allowing content creators to actually own the property rights for what they create, which allows them to profit from it in a different way they can't do with physical art. So yeah, there's a big boom where they think, a lot of people think the NFTs is going to be a huge kind of revival or, you know, stimulus kind of, you know, momentum pusher for the whole art field and for people to be able to monetize their art. People who are digitally native are looking for digital native assets outside of established asset markets. And I told this with last chat with Emmett. I'm like, yeah, people are always looking for something to collect, right? To own something that they think is very valuable and something that they're interested in, right? And NBA is one of those great things. One NBA Top Shot video highlight featuring LeBron James recently sold for a record $200,000. My goodness. Yeah, so let's check this out. Yeah. Ouch. Whoa, man. That's LeBron James. Yeah. That's a crazy dunk. I don't know if it's worth $200,000, but who knows? I mean, if the demand is there, I guess, you know, it's what it is. Some people, they're reminded of the ICO bubble in 2017. That was, yes, definitely a big bubble, a frenzy for sure. And that you wouldn't be surprised to see another bull market and bear market. The firms behind these tokens don't think it's a fad. NFTs are here to stay, says Dapper Labs, which, you know, they're selling millions, right? They have had over 200,000 active collectors and made $215 million in sales to date. So that's, they just are starting out. It's pretty crazy. The billions spent on Fortnite skins point to the importance of our online lives and personas and how valuable they are to people. I mean, that's true. Co-founder of Larva Labs. What NFTs are formalization of digital ownership and a way for that ownership to be permanent beyond the life of one company, game, or platform. So, yeah, it's sticking it on the blockchain. Supposedly, it's always going to be there. Yeah. The cheapest Cyberpunk is $36,000. Wow, that's pretty crazy. So let's go on to the next article. So Beeple NFT work sells for $6.6 million ahead of Viral Christie's auction. So here it says that just days before a piece by the artist was put up for sale by Christie's, a work by Mike Winkelmann, a net artist who goes by the name Beeple, sold for $6.6 million at Nifty Gateway, an online cryptocurrency marketplace for digital art. That is the most expensive digital work ever auctioned. Wow. The work is called Crossroads and is designed as a response to the 2020 election. Like all of Beeple's pieces, Crossroads is an NFT, non-fungible token, that's authenticated by the blockchain. Within the fast-growing crypto world, few names are well-known as Beeple's. In December, he made $3.5 million in a single weekend. Only the second time the artist had ever offered his art on sale. Within 5 minutes of opening the auction, Nifty Gateway broke records for digital art sales. So interest in NFTs skyrocketed last year with more than $250 million worth of sales. Well, that's like probably just in a week, that's how much has been sold recently, or less, right? Because if NBA Top Shot sold like 140 million like recently, yeah, I mean, this market is exploding. All right, let's go to Dean Beat or Games Beat. How fungible tokens, NFTs will change games. So, we have NBA Top Shot here. CryptoKitties, we've talked about that before. It goes on, yes, they are growing like a weed. And here's, NFTs. And, believes it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. NFTs are going to be the first real breakaway crypto that is not necessarily tied to the success of Bitcoin. So even if Bitcoin failed and went to zero, I don't think it would have any effect on NFTs. Are going to absolutely explode. This is going to be really, really big, in my opinion. So again, his opinion. Gaming is going to be big. Well, yeah, that's obvious as it's growing. I don't know what can stop it. People spend a lot of money in games. When they quit a game, that money is gone. Your investment is gone. It doesn't mean anything. So, if they stop blocking, they sell what they bought, it'll change the whole nature of games. So basically, bring NFTs into games. That's the whole point. Make it transferable. This is a long article, but it's giving me some examples of different games and what they could do. All right, let's go to Wikipedia. Non-fungible tokens, a special type of cryptographic token which represents something unique, that thus not mutually interchangeable. It's basically an early use case. Art is an early use case because the ability to provide proof of authenticity and ownership of digital art that has otherwise had to contend with the potential for mass reproduction or unauthorized distribution of art through the internet. So that is the appeal, right? Unique ownership and the ability to prove that ownership over time. And if demand goes up for that product, you're likely going to see it going up. What are NFTs and how do they work? So it could be anything from collectible sports cards to virtual real estate and even digital sneakers. Unlike regular cryptocurrencies, NFTs cannot be directly exchanged with one another. This is because no two NFTs are identical. So these are unique, right, items or unique assets. They're basically built on one of two Ethereum token standards. And that's the thing. Ethereum allows, right, for stuff like this to build onto their blockchain. It kind of makes sense. They're non-interoperable. They cannot be used as a character in the crypto. Cyberpunk can't be used in the CryptoKitties game, etc. Indivisible. They can't be divided into smaller denominations. Indestructible. Verifiable. So they become important because they're revolutionizing the gaming and collectible space. So there's a lot of huge demand for this stuff. And why do they have value? It's simply supply and demand. I can see that. Some NFTs have the potential to make the owners a lot of money. Yeah, as long as there's demand growing up, but then yeah, if demand goes down, then you could be stuck. So let's go ahead and let's go back to the pack drop, see what's going on here. So 8,000 packs left, and I am 85,000 person in line. So there's practically very little chance that I'm going to be able to get a pack here. So anyways, let's go back to some of the articles here. Here's the NFT tokens by market cap. So I guess these are more of the companies that are involved. Let's say like Dapper Labs, Engine Coin, Decentralized. Yeah, I probably need to do more research on these different companies. Here is the largest NFT marketplace. Well, one of them, there's a bunch of them out there. Let's go and explore OpenSea.io, see what's out there. You can see just 13 million, you know, pieces. I don't really like this interface. I wish they should, you know, start with something more appealing and more interesting. I guess you can go to Cyberpunk's. I guess they're just kind of tracking. They're not even showing me how much, each stuff is. Here's the rankings of, I guess, what's popular. And then let's go to, here's Dapper Labs. And here's the NBA Top Shot. All right, guys, I will check in a little bit. All right, so I'm back. It's been an hour and a half since this NBA Top Shot drop started. And if you look, I am, there are 14 sets or collectibles left. I am number 75,000 still in line. There's still like a couple, maybe, I don't know, probably 200,000 people in line. So anyways, yeah, I'm not going to be able to get this today. I'm going to close up with some kind of final thoughts on this experience. So first off, it's kind of interesting the dynamics of kind of NBA Top Shot. Here you had 10,000 packs, 200,000 people waiting. So 95% of the people lost out. And this is kind of game dynamics in a sense. If people lose out, they want to play more. It's kind of like a casino, but also it increases demand for that product. So you've purposely underpriced, let's say, the product to make people, like have a lot of people lose out on winning that. And it kind of motivates people to try to play more and to value that asset more. And I kind of wonder if there's a ideal percentage. There must be something statistically of like a certain percent of people losing out on something. It just makes it that much more addictive, and it increases the demand, right, for that product and increases the price. So like, for example, let's say they had, you know, 10,000 packs, but they have only had 10,000 people losing out. So they had half the people get it, half didn't. And that would be a different dynamic than if you had 95% of the people lost out like they did right now. And so yeah, all of this plays a part. And overall, it kind of feels like I am the game. Like, it kind of feels like they are playing me, right? And it doesn't feel like I'm in control. It feels like a lot of it is up to luck. And it's a little bit psychological in a sense. Like, if you get the drop, if you're one of the 10,000, the top 5%, you feel special. You feel like you got a deal. You got something great. And you appreciate the value. But if you're part of the 95% who didn't get it and you wasted, let's say, you know, how much time did I waste on this? I wasted like, you know, an hour yesterday and like an hour today, and even just that anticipation, right, of trying to get a pack. All of that is just wasted time. So I've all this wasted time sunk into this. 95% of people have wasted their time, but yet that becomes now the demand, the marketplace, right? And so let's do a couple of numbers here. So you had 10,000 packs sold. They were sold for $100 each. So that means it was $1 million in sales that happened this morning. But if you think about it, because there was so much more demand, 95% of the people left got lost out, there's going to be a huge marketplace. And so now in the marketplace, now these cards or these highlights are going to be sold. And that's where maybe the majority of, I think, Dapper Labs is going to make their money is through the transaction fees of the buying and selling of these goods in the secondary marketplace. So it's going to be interesting. I think overall, I see value in kind of the, you know, collectible space, NFT space, especially in the sense where if there's a creator that's scarce, let's say you really believe in the creator, you think the creator is undervalued, underappreciated, they're making scarce, limited number of collectible, whatever items. I could really see kind of a market for that. And it's amazing, right? In the world of digital, in a world of relationships and media and influencers, I could see a big market for this. I do see though, it could get carried away in some ways because, you know, maybe there are, you know, collectibles that don't have that believable creator that's really scarce. They get pumped up just because the crowd jumps on something for the opportunity to make money off of that. Does that really have sustainable, you know, value in the future? I kind of doubt it. But here you have the NBA coming in with NBA Top Shots, giving a credible kind of creator name and some scarcity. The top, right, NBA stars, et cetera, you know, indirectly supporting all of this. So I think it's an interesting first kind of market for, I won't say first, but one of the beginning markets for the NFTs really to take off. And I think Dapper Labs has definitely something going for it. But anyways, I'd be interested to dive into this space a bit more. If you have any interview suggestions on people who you think really understand the space in a clear way and can go really deep, please DM me on Twitter. Let me know who you think I should interview and why I should interview that person. And yeah, I'm always open-minded to these things. I always think also a lot of these things, there's pros and cons, right? And it's not always black and white. And sometimes as you learn more, you find out more information and it shapes your views. And that's why I call my channel a stream of consciousness. It's things that I'm learning, that I'm thinking through, that I'm talking and discussing with people. And it's always fluid and in motion. I think that's part of the challenge and the exciting part of investing and finding new opportunities. All right. Hope you guys have a great weekend and we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.